From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Happy Friday, Mike.
And you too. This is going to get a lot of people interested. I'm interested in this, actually. This yep. My Food Bag, because we all get my, not literally get it, but we understand what My Food Bag is, and they've been talking about an IPO for a long time. What are the details and how you reckon it'll go?
Yeah, look, Mike, a couple of things before we talk about it. Firstly, just to acknowledge what a wonderful success this company has been. I mean, we'll talk through the detail, yes, but you do have to sort of step back and say this is a relatively new business valued now at close to $500 million. So well done to the founders and all those involved. Secondly, before I talk about it, Mike, I do have to disclose that JMI Wealth is a related company to two businesses called Clarity Funds Management and Devon Funds Management.
You're into everything. We all know that.
Well, they are cornerstone shareholders now in My Food Bag, and I'm a shareholder of the ownership company, so I do have an interest, so I have to disclose that now. It's been a while since we've had a good-size New Zealand initial public offering, and I think this is a brand name that is pretty well recognised. You're right, synonymous with Chef Nadia Lim. Founders also included ex-telecom boss Teresa Gatting, Cecilia Robinson, home meal kit provider, as you said, somewhat of a recent phenomenon, tremendously popular. I think they've sent home kits out something like 300,000 New Zealanders over time. Now, corporate action, you're right, has been talked about a little while, rumoured for some time. The initial founders, including sort of Lim, Gatting, Robertson and related parties, have previously released some of their shareholdings to a private equity firm called Waterman Private Capital. And there are a couple of parts to this offer. There are some new shares being issued that will raise just under $55 million. They're actually selling 185 million shares at $1.85, which obviously equals more than $55 million. But the balance is in the existing shareholders reducing their stakes in the business. Now, all up, this will value the business around $450 million. It will list on the NZX and the ASX. The funds raised will be used to pay for the offer costs and also pay down debt. What's interesting about this, Mike, is that it represents a sector that doesn't really have much exposure on the local share market. You're effectively moving grocery items to the consumer in a sort of a user-friendly manner. Now, the supermarkets aren't listed on the NZX, so you get a bit of a diversification there. Had revenue of over $150 million in the year to March 2020. We'll target a dividend in 2022, forecasting revenue and profit growth. Strong management team. You've got Tony Carter as chair. He's a very experienced governance professional and had previous experience with food stuff, so in the right sort of alleyway. The process starts next week. You know, I think the fact that people recognise the name means that there will be a fair amount of interest in it.
Exactly. And I love Nadia, and anything Nadia does is good.
There you go.
Here's my question, though. I would look, and this reminds me of the Trade Me listing many years ago. Mm. How much potential growth is there still to come? Because they're not the only player in the market.
That is right. So the barriers to entry are relatively low. You know, it's not hard to start up a business like this. And it is a relatively mature business in New Zealand. And that's part of the pitch in this IPO, that it is a relatively mature business, but they do have opportunities for growth. It's not being pitched as a super growth, sort of growthy stock. This isn't this is not a GameStop, Mike.
No.
So it is being pitched as a relatively mature business.
Not a short squeeze.
Not a short
squeeze.
Short squeeze on the courgettes.
God, you can tell it's Friday, can't you? Anyway, listen real quick. Spending, are we spending or not?
It slowed a little bit over the summer months, so core spending down 0.7%. We're still obviously in a fairly unusual period with the closed borders. Sales of furniture, electronics, hardware, they held up pretty well. Thing is, Mike, you got the headwinds of the closed borders, so the tourists aren't out there splashing the cash. But actually, with employment holding up pretty well, growth holding up pretty well, we're doing a pretty good job, spending more than we were last year. Bigger question is what happens over time, because we've been used to population growth. When are we going to get population growth again? But actually, spending holding up well.
Good on you, mate. What are the numbers?
31,325 on the Dow Jones, which is down 107 points at this stage. S&P 500, 3915, up 5. The NASDAQ, 13977, up 4, so relatively stable. FTSE 100, up 4 overnight, 6528. The Nikkei, up 57, 29562. Shanghai Composite, up 52, 1.4%, 3655. The ASX 200 lost 7 yesterday, 6850. The local market, a little bit weaker again, 69 points. 12,761 on the currencies. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale market will get you 0.7230 New Zealand dollars, 0.9323 Aussie, 0.5963 euro, 0.5234 pounds, 75.76 yen, gold, 1,828 dollars and 39 cents, and Brent crude, $61.33.
Have an awesome weekend, mate. We'll see you next week. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.